led God's children out to find the promised land. On his way, he stopped in heaven land. Asked God to help, as he could not withstand the test alone. Then one day he looked his face, and thereby lay a stone. God said, write upon this stone these words I say to you. And if you'll all obey my words, I'll see you safely through. God opened heaven's door, and then he guided Moses' hand. Said, go and tell my people, these are my commands. Go and climb that mountain, Moses. Climb that mountain now and pray. Climb that mountain now and tell us what our Lord has had to say. Thou shalt have no gods before me, is my first command. Thou shalt not take any graven image by thy hand. Thou shalt not take my name in vain, if thou would guiltless be. Remember thou to keep the Sabbath day alone for me. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal. Show then, show thy neighbor peace. Covet not thy neighbor's house, nor anything that's his. Go and climb that mountain, Moses. Climb that mountain now and pray. Climb that mountain now and tell us what our Lord has had to say. Moses showed these words of God to all the children there. They picked up sticks and headed out to find the promised land that Moses had described to them and told of comforts there. The children of oppression thought they'd not find anywhere. But if you take from him and push along a while, for it was never meant for him to walk that final mile. The children cried, if we must go on, Moses, without you, talk to God just one more time and tell us what to do. Go and climb that mountain, Moses. Climb that mountain now and pray. Climb that mountain now and tell us what our Lord has had to say. Go and climb that mountain, Moses. Climb that mountain now and pray. Climb that mountain now and tell us what our Lord has had to say.